Welcome to Historically St. Pete, a weekly conversation where we explore the truths and sometimes the myths of the people and events that have created our Sunshine City. Hi, my name is Rui Frias, and I have the coolest job in town. I'm the executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History. Located on the St. Pete Pier, the museum has been sharing the stories of the Sunshine City for 103 years now, and we're so honored and happy to be sharing these with you here on Radio St. Pete. Every year, on the 1st of January, the Museum of History and the aviation world celebrates more than the start of a new year. We throw a party, albeit sometimes virtually, for the anniversary of the world's first flight that happened right here in St. Petersburg. Yes, I know, this contradicts everything you learned in school about the Wright brothers, as well as what you see on North Carolina's license plates, so let me clarify. Yes, the Wright brothers put a mechanized flying machine in the sky. They were the first ones to do it back in 1903. But it was here in the Sunshine City that the idea of a thing called an airline began. Thanks to Jacksonville businessman Percival Fansler, airplane designer and builder Thomas Benoit, and of course our favorite aviator brothers, Tony and Roger Janis, just 10 years after that historic flight off of Kitty Hawk, the world of airliners and commercial air travel was born in St. Petersburg in 1914. Like the telephone technology of today, the technology of flight exploded in the early 1900s and nowhere faster than here in Florida. For instance, at one time back in the 1930s, the city of St. Petersburg had 5 airports here at one time. When you look around the city today, there are monuments to Janis and the Benoit flight on the pier. When you walk into the Museum of History, you can't help but notice a replica of the 1914 Benoit airboat. This replica actually flew in 1984, is currently featured as well in a video at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and the actual plane is hanging from our ceiling in the museum. But that historic 1914 Janis flight wasn't the first time residents and visitors of St. Petersburg saw a strange flying machine over the skies of our city. Back in 1912, one of America's most experienced and decorated pilots of that time made his way to St. Petersburg with his famous Wright biplane, as it was called back then. Actually, aviator Leonard Bonney was supposed to bring his plane and daring aerial maneuvers to St. Pete in November of 1911. But while flying around the riverfront in Tampa, he had a mishap. That's a non-scary way for saying he crashed near the Tampa Bay Hotel, which is now, of course, the University of Tampa, and the plane was ruined. Bonney and the residents of St. Pete had to wait for a new plane to be shipped down. But on that afternoon of February 17th, 1912, Bonney flew the Wright Flyer along the St. Pete waterfront. A crowd of 5,000 people, according to the St. Petersburg Times, oohed and aahed. Bonney flew to a height of 200 feet around Bayborough Harbor and then performed a series of circles and turns before heading down Central Avenue and finally returning to the waterfront. Bonney's exploits continued for about a week, and on our waterfront, 1 week later, they were recorded in aviation history. The Times screamed in a front page headline, "Birdman Bonney defies death in daring flights." According to this 1912 story, Bonney laughed at death while setting a new world record by performing a spiral dip 3 times over the water. Then he turned west and sped back and forth across the small but growing city of St. Petersburg. His original plan was to land the Wright biplane on Central Avenue near 3rd Street, but he quickly discovered this wasn't going to work, probably because we had things like power lines and electrical trolley cables up and down Central Avenue. But he did eventually land that plane at 3rd Avenue North and Beach Drive. So Bonney himself went on to additional aviation adventures in his career. including becoming a military aviator for the Mexican government from 1914 to 1915, where he taught bombing by hand, literally dropping the bombs by hand from an aircraft. Thanks to early civic leaders, our aviation history continued to grow. Business people like Noel Mitchell, who made his fortune producing Atlantic City saltwater taffy, came to St. Petersburg and turned their attention to land sales and development. Mitchell and other business leaders that you'll recognize, like Snell, Fuller, Tomlinson, they all understood the promotional value of these exhibitions. They not only attracted thousands to what was then a small fishing and agricultural town, but they created a national media frenzy for our area where people learned about St. Petersburg all over the country. These are folks who barely knew a thing about Florida other than we were the land of alligators. Also, exploits like the Bonnie flight physically changed our waterfront. The runway for his initial flight was a little spit of land left over from the dredging to make Babril Harbor deeper and wider. That tiny spit of land would eventually become Albert Whitted Airport. And speaking of Albert Whitted Airport, the Museum of History is honored to have played a small part of a documentary about Albert Whitted called Our City, Our Airport. This documentary is going to be premiered on October 28th at the Palladium Theater, but shown again on November 19th at the St. Pete Museum of History. This documentary is going to be filled with interviews, photographs, some video of everything that has made our waterfront special, especially when it comes to the aviation history that started here back in 1912 and continues today. So I want to invite everyone to tune in weekly to RadioSt.Pete.com for Historically St. Pete and to stop by the Museum of History for your next visit to the St. Pete Pier and explore the rich and unique history of St. Petersburg. Thank you so much for listening today on Radio St. Pete, and join us next week for Historically St. Pete.